Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, First Nation children's, commissioners, guardians, release national priorities. All Australian First Nation children, commissioners, guardians and advocates have agreed to a raft of national advocacy priorities required to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, young people and families across the country. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Natalie Lewis, and she's the Commissioner at Queensland Family and Child's Commission. On the line, Natalie, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Natalie Lewis. I'm a Gamilaroi Yinna. My family is originally from Bingra in New South Wales, but I have grown up, and built a career here in Brisbane on the land of the Yuggera and Turrbal people. Mm. So pay my respects to those people that have, laid those foundations for us here.
Yes, fantastic. Natalie, thank you. And acknowledgement to your mob as well. Now, here we are, First Nation Children Commission's guardians released national priorities. I love the word priorities. We need to focus in on this space. And it takes a community to raise a child. That's all facets, government included, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's many, many issues, but what we were really trying to do was harness that collective power of having Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in a room that have positions that can influence policy and can help to to shift the dial. Mm. We kind of spent a couple of days together really just going through what are our challenges and what are the things that we think we need to channel our energy and focus into to really try and make a massive difference.
And when you look at the numbers in the last five odd years, numbers are rising regarding First Nation children going into care.
Yeah, sadly they are. So, and that's a trend across every jurisdiction in Australia. So, we're all kind of well across, the work of the Family Matters campaign and across the, the story that's told there. And each of us, in each state have our unique challenges in trying to challenge that system and trying to reverse that, that trend. But I think that, together, I think we've got a much better chance at shifting that trajectory.
Mm, well, exactly. And look, as a First Nation man up here in Far North Queensland, talk to our elders here, and the statement that comes to the table is the 21st century stolen generation.
Yeah, and certainly when you look at the numbers, it's sort of terrifying to think about that there's no way to cut this, that there's no way this is not going to have an intergenerational impact. And so, we've got an obligation, and particularly, for us as commissioners and guardians, we're put into positions where part of our role is, oversight of those systems. So, for the period of time that we're there, we really actually have to, prioritise showing up for our kids, speaking out and trying to make sure that we can get our kids, safely home to be raised, with that strong connection to kin, country and culture.
Exactly. Now, with this conversation that's just been had and everyone's at the table, where do we go from here, Natalie, and what's the duration? How far does this take to come up with a plan of attack and then put it to government and to make it go forward?
Yeah, so our first meeting, was towards the end of January. So, that first hurdle was really trying to distill, down into a manageable kind of list, those many, many priorities that, that we have. And so many of the things that we committed to, as being priorities are things that are part of, national reform agendas. And so it's really about picking our moments to actually position ourselves to have a really high impact influence. So whether that's about the Closing the Gap agenda, whether that's about, engaging, making sure our kids' voices are heard, in the discussions around, the voice to Parliament, or whether it's, that focus on, monitoring those child protection and youth justice systems. I think having come together and agreed on those priorities, we've got a really strong strong group of women, at the moment. We've got a really clear idea about the points where we can intervene and influence across the next 12 months.
Yeah, so look, the foundation's there, beginning's half done, the conversation that needs to be had is started, so that's great. And you as a commissioner got to be excited about, well, this platform, this table, so to speak, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the strength of the unity of those, you know, commissioners from across jurisdictions, you know, I think that... That I think is what I'm most excited about. Mm. You know, it's not one lone voice, you know, trying to, you know, argue to make our kids a priority. Exactly. So we've really got, I think, a really good position, a really good opportunity now to make the most of our roles and to contribute the most towards a better, you know, in creating change for our kids. So, you know, our next step is to, you know, really determine which of the jurisdictions, you know, are best placed to lead, you know, around presenting those solutions, and then the rest of us getting behind it and making sure that that's replicated across every jurisdiction.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good to be having you on with you. Thank you very much, shedding some light on this very important space. The children are our future, and we need to build a strong foundation for their future, which is then in turn our future, is it not?
Absolutely.
Natalie, good yarning with you. You take care, my sister. Be in touch, and we'll yarn soon, hey?
Absolutely. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn, deadly yarn. Natalie Lewis, her name is, and she's the Commissioner for Queensland Family and Child Commission. Excited about the forum or the conversation that just had late January. First Nations Children Commissioners, Guardians, and release of national priorities. So all Australian First Nations Children Commission Guardians advocates have agreed to a raft of national advocacy priorities required to improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, young people and families across the country. So the conversation at the table, like I said, has begun, and it's about coming up with a plan of attack, taking it back to government and to create a vehicle going forward, looking after our young ones. A future of Australia. There it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel. Yulagi langa nga da miri. Wanangi ani marmali malu. We da la bagai bonagangi ani. Let the river flow again. I can heal. Love is round the bend. I can feel.
Bonagay, 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 never let them down. Hear the spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around. When they talk to me like, what you doing with your life? Hold that head up high. And when the time come, I'll be there rolling with a pride of a lion. And I never let another man tell me who I am. Never cared to break bread with the liars. I'm well aware that they're dead, but I'm flying high by them.
This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Black life matters.
Black life matters. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't wanna believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me, just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited disinheritance? Took the privilege, y'all took the wealth, took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know enough for better. I'm working with the government, another pet nigga. New day seems nothing changed, we afraid. We glorifying mediocrity up to this day. Let's be real about it, and maybe then we can transform this country, heal the pain from my great grandmama, for my nana, for my cousins, for my sisters and my mama, for our brothers up in lockups, for these white folk who sick and confused, and for these pleas who sick enough to treat us the way that they do, for these politicians who forgot about what it means to operate from a place of humanity. Love, forget the pride and self-righteousness. This is gonna take a whole lot more than your good intent. Come on, let's go.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters. If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Look, we sacrifice another black voice. Why? Just to prove another white point. Right. I will stand for the justice. I'll tell you what the problem. This is not a problem. This is catastrophic. Mama didn't raise me to become complacent. Now she showed me love in her heart that's so amazing. So I'ma push it forward, praying for the fallen, dreaming of the day we can look it in the face and not walk on by for the lies that they preach us. The violence, silent agreements, the pride and deceit, our willingness to believe for the nightmare that this down dear to my dream. And I'm dreaming of better ways, of a better day, and some change that ain't gonna take another couple hundred years. Nothing. We push above where we are. It ain't hard if we all got the courage to get up and get involved with a better, better life. Come on.
If only you could see what this all means. Black life matters.
Baby.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
Let's talk about it. Family. The
your black life matters.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. This is your baldy one here, the Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the National News Radio Service. We have deadly relationships with QPS, Queensland Police Services. We do a Which Way Yarning program every Wednesday here at Bummer Bipper for National Talk Black. But we're going to catch up a yarn now because we've got the likes of Adrian Coolwell, who's a First Nation Employment Officer, QPS, and he brought a bodyguard, Kerry Johnson, Superintendent Multicultural Affairs. Going to catch up a yarn with those two gentlemen come to join us and talk about their space and employment and career pathways with QPS. And a very good morning to you both, Adrian and Kerry, and also got Stephen Grant here as well. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here. And I'd just like to firstly start off by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which we meet in this broadcast. I'm a proud Mananjali man on my dad's side from the Bow Desert area, and on my mum's side, Gurang people from the south central Queensland. It's great to be here to speak to you about the opportunities that we have within the Queensland Police Service. There are many different opportunities for people within the QPS, such as sworn police officers, the protective service officers, police liaison officers, and admin staff. So my main focus is on mainstream police officers. So we have the Indigenous Recruit Preparation Program that is run in Townsville over a 10-week period. That's something added to the mainstream course that gets our mob up to speed with when they go into the academy. They've got that 10-week course behind them, and they find themselves well ahead of the game once they get into the academy.
Adrian, how long have you been holding this job for?
This job, I've probably been in this position for about 6 years in this position, but I've been with the QPS now for 29,
okay,
coming up to 30 years. So I did start off as a PLO, which is...
Yes.
I was a PLO for 4 years. Then I changed over to be an assistant watchhouse officer, civilian, and I was the first assistant watchhouse officer in the state that's counting anyone, like mainstream. And, you know, working in watchhouses with our mob as well. You know, dealing with Murray Watch and all those types of people to let make them aware of who was in the watchhouse and what sort of medical conditions they might have had and to be aware of, because, as you know, with our... mob, with you know, all they're a bit shy or ashamed to tell you, but you can normally get that information out of them, or you might know their relations, something like that.
Yeah,
it all helps, and we can you know, analyse that person, see what's wrong with them, and get their medical attention if needed.
Well, you're a prime example in regard to a career pathway with the QPS.
Yes.
Started as a police liaison officer, and now here you are as employment officer, for First Nation employment officer for QPS, and holding that for 6 odd years.
Exactly.
So it's starting as a PLO. So there is a career pathway there.
Yeah, there is a career path. It doesn't matter, you know, and there's many opportunities, as I said before, not only with sworn officers, but there's also the opportunity to be... you know, further yourselves after about 3 years of leaving the academy. You can be in the specialist positions, detectives, you know, crime scene, water police, dog squad, all those types of mounted police. They're all opportunities. And, look, all of our mob, we know they have the Outback Squad as well, where they go out and investigate rural crime. All our mob, you know, a lot of them like to ride horses, ride motorbikes and all that sort of thing.
And that's another avenue as well.
Camping out underneath the stars is another avenue that people don't really know about.
No, and I didn't know about it now that you explained it. How are we looking in regard to QPS black employment?
Yep. Look, we're at the moment we have 4% out of, I think that's 12,000, so whatever the maths are there. But
sure,
And you know, we want to increase that.
We do.
By, you know, as much as we can. The more black faces we can get in there, the better it is for our people, and the better it is for the, you know, the mainstream community to see, oh, you know, these people can do this job.
Exactly. Exactly.
Know, we can do this job.
And the gender, we're talking males and females.
Males and females. Yeah. And look, the ages range from now. You can apply at 17, but you don't go to the academy till you're...
I see shadows on the hill up beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
In the deep washes in the shallows. They don't wanna speak about the first battles. They can only see when they're looking down a barrel. I see the shadows, I hear the shots, I feel the spirit from the fight that never stopped. They wanna talk about how far we got,
it never stops.
Where the bodies drop, they build up in our parking lot. And they call that survival. Put us on a mission, force fed us bubbles. They put statues on our land just to worship false idols. Cuffs on our hands just to keep us in a cycle. Blood on their hands, bodies at their feet. And as a warning, they gon' hang them from the trees. Name for the banks, rivers and the streets. Now the shadows never leave.
beside the old sawmill where my people were killed. I see shadows on the hill.
I'm the product of resistance, I embody who survived. I'm the strength of that spirit, I'm the voice of who have died. So who the fuck are you to civilize? No, we can't rely when you recall. I hear your words, I see your lies. And in the dead of night, you can hear those babies cry. You can feel those eyes from the banks where they lay beside. Feel it in your spine when you know you're not alone. Shine bright till the shadows make it home.
Head around the granite stones, they'll forever be alone. Their killers got all free, but their shadows never leave. I see shadows on the hill up beside the old song.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Gingy Country. That's BBM Bumbleweed Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Piconi, IGA, Brinsmead, Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here, Bumbleweed Media. That's healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message we deliver. And with that, we yarn with the boys and girls in blue from the Edmonton Police Station, and which are yarning today. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay and his bodyguard, PLO Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. Very good morning, my brothers. How are yous?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are
you? Good day, Trevor.
Good to see you both. Thank you for coming to the program. And look, it's good to be yarning up. It's great to catch up and have a yarn with Superintendent and also the Indigenous Employment Officer, that's Adrian Caldwell. Mm. And also Kerry Johnson. Kerry Johnson, that's the man. Big shout out. A good yarn. Walk a mile in their shoes and full of information.
Yes.
And a lot of experience as well in the roles that they play.
Yeah, a lot of experience. And hopefully some young fellas were inspired to put their hand up and look at the career pathway.
Look at
the career path with the Queensland Police Service.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming to the program. Now, gentlemen, we're talking about online crime map.
Yes.
So this is a web page and a powerful tool for helping our constituents living in the area.
Yep, that's right. So, look, I know a lot of your listeners aren't from Queensland, so this is going to be specifically for your Queensland listeners.
Just headline that. That's very important.
Yeah, but look, I'm sure other jurisdictions have similar search engines, so it's just about being familiar. Look, Google your local, you know, your state police agency and see whether they do have something similar. So, but today, look, we are specifically talking about the Queensland Police Service online crime map. And for listeners in the state, that's found on our My Police Queensland website, which is a very handy website to go through. That's where we post, you know, missing persons, information on investigations that we're involved with, wanted persons. Sometimes, you know, we'll have a heap of photographs that pop up of people that are wanted by police. They're not always an offender. A lot of these people may be witness to a crime that we need to just identify.
It's good
who
for
they
you
are.
To highlight that. So, yeah, do not be threatened or concerned if that's the case.
Yeah, it's another tool that police use to get in contact with people if we don't know what their identity. So. But look, specifically on that crime map, the My Police website, we have a thing called an online crime map. So just to walk you through that.
What's the webpage for that, Glenn?
So that's going to be on our My Police website.
Yep.
If people are going to just Google the Queensland Police or Queensland Police or My Police Queensland, that'll come up.
Okay, and then inside that webpage, you'll find online crime.
Online crime. You've got to scroll down a little bit, but it's there amongst other information. When you open that search engine up, it's a pretty handy thing. You put in your address in the filter on the locations at the top of the screen on the top left-hand side. And like the example I've got here is we've put in Edmonton.
Yes.
Okay, and we can also we can either search all offences or we can be very specific. So this one here, I've just put in unlawful entries.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, up pops on our screen, we've got our map of Edmonton and we've got all of our unlawful entries for the last year.
Okay.
Yep. So we can change that date around if we want to do the last fortnight and see what something that's happening now. Or we can have a look at last year. And
so what it does show you, when you're looking at the map, that there's a hotspot, your suburb, for example, and you can see what's happening. So then you can be diligent as a house owner or person renting in that area to, you know, lock up, make sure everything's all okay, walk around the yard, whatever,
right.
Check with your neighbours, start the communication. Yep.
Yep, that's right. So there's two things. There is a hotspot there. So over the page here, we've got hotspots. So that's pretty well, you know, the redder the dot, the more focused the crime is.
Okay.
And on that one there, I know that a lot of my crime is happening around one of my sporting centres there, and that's why I can see that's where the redder dot is.
Okay.
The way I use this tool is obviously then that's where I need to focus my resources.
So, as a senior sergeant of that of the police station out at Edmonton, if that's the red hotspot, then you would send your crew do regular runs out that way. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. So, and if you look at the bottom of our page there,
yes,
then it's telling me what the days of the week the most of the crime is happening.
And times as well.
Yes, so we can look at our times and we can look at our date range. I can have a look at how we're travelling. And again, at the minute, I've only selected unlawful entry, but we can have a look, you know, and looking by that map there, around about October, I peaked out with my unlawful entries at Edmonton. So I would know that, let's say I've got officers that want to access leave. Mm-hmm. That might be a month that I will look at next year and say, well, we had a bit of a property crime spike. Maybe I don't allow as many people to go on leave than what I normally would.
Good.
Because we're going to need the officers there. Or that's when I need to get in contact with our tactical crime squad, you know, our CIB branch. Again, we might come up with a bit of a plan for
so this
for
information's
year.
Helped you with your rostering, so to speak.
That's right. So this is this is a tool that I'll use almost every day just to have a look at where our offences are. Now, my search engine that I have at my station is a lot more specific. You can't drill down to an address, so we can't put down, you know, this is going to give you hotspots or basically the area where the offences are happening. But it won't tell you, you know, number 10 Downing Street is having break and enters for this month.
No.
So, but my search engine actually will.
Okay.
That I can use. So, but look, it's something that the public have access to. So there's no reason they can't type in their addresses, have a bit of a look around. Very handy to know that offences are happening in your area. That may prompt you to be a lot more diligent with your with your security, your home security.
Exactly.
And also just keep your eyes out. So you might be seeing some or have information that could connect these crimes, you know, or persons to these crimes. Maybe someone's hanging out in a park near your area and you're seeing property crime go up. That might be something that you can just relay to your local police station or through our Crime Stoppers to say, look, this group is hanging around and perhaps they may be the cause of these offences.
Well, I think it's a joint venture. When you're talking about online crime, Matt, then you're also talking about Neighbourhood Watch.
Yes.
So this all comes into the same platform, so to speak. We're all looking out for each other and communication. And pretty, I mean, you can take a snapshot of what you're looking at and then put it out there on Neighbourhood Watch, for example. Maybe
that's right.
People communicate that way.
Yep.
And then promote this webpage as such.
Yep. Look, and I'll give my Neighbourhood Watch group, local Neighbourhood Watch group, a plug on the show.
Yeah, big shout out. Yeah.
We meet next Monday night, and look, they get these crime maps at the meeting to have a look and see whether there's any crime in their areas.
Yeah, sure.
And it's pretty well the same search that I've got here is what they're getting. An example of what's been happening.
Well, this is new to me, so it's good to be educated. And for our listeners out there, I have never heard of online crime map. Well, check out My Police Queensland webpage. And as you stated earlier, this is for the state of Queensland, to allow mob across the country. Check with your local police station in your territory, in your state, to what other tools are similar in that sense.
Yep. You're not just restricted to your local community. You know, you can bring out your inner detective and, you know, you can look all over the state at any town and, you know...
Well, if you're looking at investing, for example, buying a property down at Rockhampton, for example.
Yeah, look, it can be used as a tool for that. It can give an example of where there is crime. Absolutely, you know, and the specifics of the crime. You know, we've got assault, robbery, other offences other against the person, unlawful entry, arson... property damage, unlawful motor vehicle use, theft, fraud, stolen goods, drugs, liquor.
There's all the different titles there.
Yeah, so there's a whole range of offences there that we can search under, or we can search under all of them to get a bit of an indication of an area that, you know, that there may be a bit of a worry there. And, you know, and again, we can have a look at which days of the week and what dates that there's a problem.
A powerful tool. So thank you very much. So that's on our online crime map. So do check it out, your mob. It is a powerful tool. Don't forget our Crime Stoppers phone number 1-800-333-000 or the police link 131-444, or if not, for emergencies, 000. There it is.
Yep.
While we're on the subject, in regards to what's happening in youth crime, has laws been changed yet, or there's conversations going on in Parliament in Queensland, for example?
Yeah, certainly. Like, they're looking at pushing some laws, the maximum sentencing's back on some laws. I think there's a range of changes that the government
have
is
they been
looking
passed
at.
Yet? Top of your head?
Not at this stage, no. So we're looking at some changes. There's we've got also co-responder models. We've got our youth justice co-responder model, where police are in the car with someone from youth justice.
Okay.
Where they attend to jobs that are specifically youth
focused. Youth focused. Okay.
Yep.
Which is good. So it shows the communication and also the the safety of the individual committing the crime as well, you know, because they are a young person, aren't they?
That's right, yep. So, and look at maybe just them making sure that child that they know is on bail is adhering to their bail conditions. So maybe a lift home that night to get them home from the city so that they're not breaching their bail. So it's just keeping just ahead of those offences so that they're, doing the right thing and
doing the right thing,
hopefully
exactly.
on the right track.
Yep, team effort, isn't it? Well, thank you very much. And Steve, we were waiting for Glenn, and you were communicating with us in regard to our yarn here today. You were trying to keep him on the clock, eh, bro?
Yeah, I was just trying to keep him on the clock. Obviously, he's with the bosses in the CBD, and I had to nudge him on the shoulder to say Trevor's waiting.
Discreetly, nudge him there, you know, and the boss man looking at you sideways.
Correct.
Yeah, but don't keep Brother Trev waiting. I know where you live, you know what I mean?
He was waiting for lunch, that's about it.
Yeah, he was waiting for lunch. Hey, good yarn with you both. And Steve, once again, thank you very much for bringing in your seniors there last week. Good catch up with Adrian and Kerry. And walk a mile in their shoes as well, brother.
No worries.
Beautiful. Glenn, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Yeah, same.
You can go to your next meeting now, brother.
It sounds that way. That's how I fill my day, by the sounds of it.
Oh, Lord. Before you know it, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
All the best, guys. We'll talk soon, eh?
Good on you. Thanks,
Trevor. Beautiful. Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, the senior sergeant, Glenn DeLay. And also Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant from Edmonton Police Station. And our topic there, yarn today, was online crime map. So do check it out. It's my police station, all the W's, and check out that webpage. And if you scroll down, you'll find online crime map. It's a powerful tool to find out how your suburb's sitting in regard to crime, and then have the communication with your neighbours, and also you to do due diligence in regarding keeping everything locked up and safe and what have you. And it is a team effort, you know. The best tool we got is about us communicating, working together, and bringing down the crime rate. That's what it's all about. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here? National Talk Black, Deadly Yarn here, 1-800-422-416. And we'll be on the senior mode with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black.